We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I said this to you before, but I got to say it again. Man, when I finally figured out how to sync up the radio broadcast of the Eagles with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick and watching those games, it's beautiful. These guys love our birds, give you a great call of a game. You don't have to worry about a former cowboy doing a game with his stupid ring out there. And yesterday, to me, as well as the Eagles played, the broadcast team was even more impressive. And the voice of the team, the great Merrill Reese, is on the line with us right now. Hi, Merrill.
Thank you, Angelo, for all those nice words. They're really, really appreciated.
Well, it was such a fun. You know what it was, Mel? We didn't have to get nervous this week. The game was in hand right away. You were loving life. Rhea at some point contacts me and I go, now I got to talk to Merrill. Merrill is enjoying himself. You really enjoyed that game yesterday, didn't you?
I did. And you know, about halfway through the fourth quarter, I said, no drama. The Eagles are about to be 4-1. And normally, I don't say that because if I do, I go home and Cindy is ready to shoot me because she says I jinx them. Don't ever say that, she says, until the game is over. But this time, I had no worries about it. It was a fait accompli.
All right, let me play a couple of the plays that he made because Rhea's been bugging the Eagles a little bit on the long throws, right? Because the long throws have been spotty by Wentz so far. But yesterday, his long throws were great, including this Torrey Smith touchdown called by the great Merrill Reese. Merrill, talk to me a little bit about the maturation of Carson Wentz.
Well, he's just so poised. He has that demeanor that all the outstanding quarterbacks have, and he has all the physical ability in the world. And I made a statement to some people before the season that I thought within the next 3 years he would be a top five quarterback. And I turned to Mike yesterday in the booth and I said, you know what? The future might be now. And he is that good. I mean, he has everything you want in a quarterback. I mean, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves and send them to Canton. But I heard John Kincaid say to you this morning that he is farther advanced than Matt Ryan was in his second year. And I certainly can't judge Matt Ryan not having been around him every day and gauging his progress. But when you look at Wentz, he doesn't look like a second-year quarterback. He looks like a seasoned veteran.
Merrill, I got the best numbers of all, and I listened to all these plays, as you called them yesterday. Third down stats, 11 for 12, 225 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's not something you teach a kid. That's the heart that's inside him, that in pressure moments, he steps up bigger. Isn't that what that says to you?
Well, not only that, and you can look at all the numbers. I mean, prior to this game, if you looked at his numbers, they were rather average. But you saw the way he was making decisions. You saw the way that he came through in clutch situations. He played what they call great situational football. But what impresses me is the instinct. You talk about the pass, the long pass to Aguilar, and we think about the ball going through the air and being accurate. But the pocket movement, the way he dodged the pressure, the way he found the open space and let it go, it was amazing.
Yeah, and the other side of the ball maybe hasn't been as spectacular, but they held Arizona to 7 points, Merrill. And they did it without Fletcher Cox in the middle. Their best cornerback, Darby's been down since the first game. Tell me your impressions right now of the defense.
Well, they're good. They're very good. And as you said, they're doing it without Fletcher Cox. But here's the thing. They have injuries. They've had key injuries.
Yeah.
But the next man up has come in. Bo Allen has played well. And a guy who, during the summer, was not playing well at all. And I remember after a practice, he said, I'm not playing well, and I'm disgusted with myself. That is Patrick Robinson. And he has made tremendous plays.
Oh, how about the blocked field goal at the end of the half? Where did he come from? He was in there in a second. It was quick. It was amazing. Merrill, he's outperformed our expectations, hasn't he? Wow.
Yes. All right. Yes, absolutely. A lot of people have. But the whole thing about it is, We talk about play calling all the time with Doug Peterson, and should he have done this or that? That comes up with every single coach. But here's what I detect from being around every single day. This team respects Doug. They want to run through a wall for him. He's a terrific communicator. The coaches, the assistant coaches and coordinators, they're all on the same page with the head coach. Look at the job these guys are doing. Jim Schwartz in the defense and Frank Reich. But how about Dave Phipp? Phipp might be the best special teams coach in football. And you always talk about special teams setting the tone. Did you see the kickoff coverage from the very first kickoff?
Hold on.
They didn't let them get back to the 20.
Let me stop you for a second because I was going there next. And I'm going to tell you, you know this already, but people are not listening to the great broadcast that these guys are doing. Mike Crick's got a man crush. No, he really does. He's got a man crush on a guy they call the Ghost, Merrill.
Yeah.
He's, I got to play this one day.
Chris Marigot?
He loves Marigot.
He's
just
a great special
listen,
teams
now,
player.
You got to understand, this was every kick because Marigot's made a play on just about every kick. Listen to Mike Quick on this kickoff. I had to, Merrill, I swear we haven't brought his name up the whole season. And he's made a ton of plays on special teams. And then Mike was just going so nuts yesterday. I said, I got to bring him up. The guy's amazing.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's a heart and soul of that special team. Well, how about you lose a guy who is such an impact player like Darren Sproles who could break a game open, and you bring in Kenyon Barner, who you didn't even sign after last season, and he starts off with a 19-yarder and then follows that up with a 70-something-yard punt return. He had a major impact on the way that game went.
Well, this is leading all to a big thing here, Merrill, because you and I think, share a dream. And the dream is that while we're still on duty here, that the Philadelphia Eagles will bring home the big prize, right? I mean, that is the dream, right, Merrill?
Of course.
All right, so the coach after the game made this remark. Here's what Doug said. All right, so sky's the limit says to me, Merrill, that we might be in some real big games this January. Who knows? Maybe even February. Are you thinking that at all yet?
You know what, Angelo? I have 3 days to learn 53 members of the Carolina Panthers. And that is as far as I allow myself to think. Angelo, I'm being honest with you. I want the playoffs. I want the postseason as much as anybody. But just pace yourself.
All right.
Look,
okay.
And this sounds so coach-like, one game at a time. Concentrate on Carolina, and that's what they have to do,
okay. And
we won't be disappointed.
All right, so you're taking it one game at a time, that approach.
Absolutely.
Right, Merrill? All right, but Merrill,
absolutely.
You were driving home after the game, right? You weren't already focusing on Carolina. You were going, wow, we're 4-1. Then you probably got home, maybe watched the end of that Cowboy game. Did you watch the end of that thing?
I delighted in that.
All right, so Mel, it's hard when all that happens in one day where you don't say to yourself, maybe I haven't been dreaming big enough. Maybe this team's capable of more than I thought. That has to creep into your thinking at some point, no?
Well, for maybe 30 seconds.
All right.
And then
okay. Then
I shut off the television and began preparing for the Carolina Panthers. That's what I had to do. But the fact of the matter is you can't get carried away. I mean, you can't start thinking. I said going into the season that I thought that this could be a 10-win team, and I thought that they could be a playoff team.
Yeah.
And that's terrific. But starting to project Super Bowls, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
No,
there's a lot that happens.
It's Al's fault, Merrill.
My fault.
Al's a Patriot fan, and he said they're not that great this year. Right, Al? Yeah. Is there anybody in the NFC that great?
Nobody in foot. The Eagles stack up against anybody.
Here's what Al said. Hold on, Merrill. Al said, I don't think he said this on the air. He said, there isn't a team in the NFL that would come to the link right now and be favored to beat the Eagles. Think that through for a minute.
How about the Packers? If you're talking about, and I'm not a gambler, but if you're talking about favors, how about if the Packers came in? What do you think the line would be?
Even. Pick them. I don't even think they'd get a point. Hollis, what do you think? You played the game? Packers be favored?
About probably a point or so.
A point?
Yeah, just because of Aaron Rodgers.
All right, why am I arguing with Merrill? Merrill, I brought you on to get me more excited, not to tone me down.
Angela, I'm not trying to tone you down. I'm trying to say that this is a very, very good team. You want a good way to assess them?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thrilled with the way they've started, and I will tell you that I think that Carson Wentz, I look at him, I think he is an elite quarterback in the making.
Yep.
And I think there are a lot of this wide receiver group is going to get better. They're going to get better than they are. You haven't seen the best of Alshon Jeffrey yet,
but
you will. Zach Ertz off to a tremendous start. The running game is better than anybody imagined. There are so many pluses. But if you want to really assess this team, watch them on Thursday night against another 4-1 team, the Carolina Panthers, and that will give you the best idea of where they're at right now.
All right, so if they beat Carolina, Merrill, all bets are off, right? We're going nuts here.
If they beat Carolina, if they beat Carolina there, you're going to say, boy, you know what? This team could go a lot farther than we projected. Right. This could be a team that goes deep into the playoffs and who knows what. But if they beat Carolina there, that will be a great indicator.
It's going to
be a very tough game.
I'm going to do that, but you know what I'm really going to be thinking. Book your passage now. This could be a big ride, Ron.
For Minnesota.
Is it Minnesota this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Merrill Reese, man, we love you. Listen every week when you listen to the games because these guys are doing it better than anybody's doing it on TV, believe me. Merrill, thank you, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.